Now we see this, hear this, receive and maintain this. If we go to a musical concert, let's say classical music concert, and we walk into the music hall, we notice the seat we got, and I'm a little bit off from the stage. I should be more centered. Well, I'll be here. And then the music begins. The orchestra or band is playing. And well, that horn is not a little bit off. They're missing the beats there. Those strings aren't quite right. Ah, that's good. That's the, they're in a minor key. They're in, and we continue on with those sorts of analysis, comments, judgments. Then we miss the music that's playing. We miss being in the concert hall where we are. Dogen Zenji has an expression, GGU Zanmai, translated into English as self-actualizing or self-fulfilling samadhi. The samadhi of the self-actualizing this moment of the universe that we are. The self that is the whole universe that we are. Not some small little piece. That kind of self is caught in self-centered dream where we believe and hold on to and play with and entangle in our stories about this self-fulfilling samadhi that is the awakened life. I can say awakened life of Buddha, but I'll say the awakened life of who and what you are. You in the sense of the whole universe and everyone you encounter is this awakening of the Buddha. Is the awakened Tathagata right here, not somewhere else that needs to be fixed or changed, except when we get stuck in our analysis. Of course, if you're a music expert, professor, musician, it's valuable to be able to know all the intricacies and where there can be improvement. If you're a visual artist, a painter, then it's important to be able to understand the brush strokes, the nature of the texture on the canvas, the colors that are used. All of that is valuable. But if we become caught up in that, then we miss what's right here in front of us. We don't see, be this universe. We don't see, be this picture that we're watching. We don't see, be the people we're encountering, and don't taste the soup that we're putting into our mouth. We don't feel the floor that we're walking on. We don't live the life that we are. In the midst of this ongoing changing, as the Buddha emphasizes, all beings are the wisdom and perfection of the Tathagata, the thus come. All beings are the wisdom and perfection of the Buddha, except if we get caught up in I'd like, I don't like, I hate, that shouldn't be, that should be, I want more of, I need less of. Or as we say in shorthand, greed, anger, and illusions, which keep us suffering, unsatisfied, creating harm and fear, harm for others, harm for ourselves, fear in others, fear in ourselves, because we are not being the GGUs on my that we are, the self-actualizing, self-fulfilling samadhi of the universe right here. It's not that we're not that. We are always this. Yet unless we forget self, we're not awake as this moment. Instead, we suffer. And our practice is both the simplicity of Zazen when we're sitting upright and thoughts, feelings come and go, or thoughts, feelings, entanglements come and we notice when we're entangled in them, when we're missing right here. Not just when we're sitting, but throughout our life day, the zazening of doing what's skillful when the clouds are coming up and covering our eyes, what's skillful to allow them to pass, what's skillful to allow them to be here without bouncing off them with our judgment and story, our complaints. So our self-actualizing samadhi is your life of the Buddha, your life of the Buddha that you are, the Bodhisattva that you are with the various people and beings and circumstances that pass through the sky that is this moment of your life. And it's valuable and important to know how and what is called for to do, to know how and what our practice calls for right now, which in a way is tasting the soup that you're eating, being able to notice, it's got some garlic and dill in it. Oh, it could use some more salt. Maybe put it on. Or, oh, it's wonderful the way it is. Oh, it's, I think I won't order this soup next time. It's hard for me to eat this. Or even, I've had enough. I'll have to leave the rest for another time. Thanks for everything. I have no complaints. Is also thanks for everything. I don't need to add anything on to this right this moment. I don't have to hold on to the complaints that come up, but simply notice them coming up and noticing, wanting to grab on to them in our functioning, in our life, or noticing that we've been holding on to the complaint and going over it and over it. And whatever moment it is our opportunity of manifesting and actualizing this GGU Zanma, this self-fulfilling samadhi of being awakened by the myriad dharmas of this moment of our life. So your practice is to see what's called for in your life. Your practice, our practice, is to notice when we are caught up, complaining, entangling, whichever form, without any added judgment about that happening, but simply seeing it so that we can use the wisdom that we are to do what's called for to practice right now. Whether when you're sitting zazen with others, by yourself, in the morning, every day, or whenever, or whether it's when you're in a concert hall or a classroom or in the supermarket, or when you listen, open up a newspaper and notice as soon as you read the headlines, your comments about who said what, and I don't like them, or, oh, they're always right, or they're always wrong, or, and add on, whatever. That's always our opportunity in all of our life, in all of our particular activities that you are the expert of your life, and you are the one who enables the manifestation of the self-fulfilling, self-actualizing samadhi that you get to live and to serve all the circumstances of your life, all the beings in your life. Thank you.